Okay. Take Chiddush Hagadol of Shlomo Zalman Orbach in the Shade of Sukkah. So the Shlomo Zalman Orbach says Chiddush that you don't, when you sleep, you're not chayiv in mitzvahs. That's his big thing. So if you sleep and you didn't say Kriya Shema, which you slept over, so he's saying is you are honest, you potter, because you're not bar chayuva. So therefore he says if somebody's sleeping in the sukkah and you need to get into the sukkah, forget, you want to sleep in the sukkah. There's too many people in the sukkah. So you just carry this guy out and take his spot. Because the guy did his mitzvah, he fell asleep in the sukkah. And now he's not chayiv. So now you go and sleep in the sukkah, you'll fall asleep. Because he says, the mitzvah is falling asleep in the sukkah. Because you can't get a key of mitzvah when you're sleeping. So Mela, when you're sleeping, you're not doing a mitzvah. Rav Yaakov Emden says a similar idea. He says that what is the din if a person impregnated a lady when he was sleeping? So do you mekayem peru revu? So he wants to say, nope, you're not a bar chayuva. Some want to say that the peruvu is a different type of mitzvah. It's not a, it's a mitzvah of what? It's a result oriented mitzvah. It's not a maisa. In other words, mitzvah is to try to besasek to get a child. It's not like it's lulav and tzitzis and these things. So if Lamaisa, a person impregnated a lady, he was sleeping at the time, so what? But Rav Yaakov Emden says not that way. This is a big discussion whether if you get a, you know, unfortunately, there are cases that I've dealt with of people who are unable to father a child. So it's a very sad thing. They're unable to father a child. I had a case where a woman was unable, but the woman, at least she knew from birth that she had a condition that she wasn't able to have. So for the woman, we were able to get her an egg and fertilize the egg and put it inside of her. And it wasn't her egg, someone else's egg. And then she had children. Then no one has to know that it wasn't her egg. So we got someone who was willing to donate an egg donor, donated several eggs, and she had children from the eggs of this other woman. So Baruch Hashem, she lives a healthy, you know, happy life. She's able to have children, even though from the day she was born, she knew that she can't have her own children. Tremendous thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu was misaved that someone wanted to marry her, Baruch Hashem, because she's a very normal person, great person. And most people, and I can't fault anyone who said that, you know, I'm not going to marry such a person. I can't fault anyone who would say that. But Kodesh Baruch Hu made it that there are people that would want to marry her, and I'll das that they're going to get an egg from someone else. And that's a tremendous thing. That you have that opportunity. Not all poskim permit such a thing. Some say it's Hemase Eretz Mitzrayim, it's Bilbul Zera. But there are others that disagree. So, and the same thing with So there's a big machlokes. Some hold. I follow the sheet that dafka to get from a Jewish woman. That's the sheet that I follow. Dafka to get from a Jewish woman. What?
Is there any aspect of like
Because if you get from a non-Jewish woman, then you're going to have to convert the child. Because Rav David Feinstein once told me, if either the carrier or the egg is non-Jewish, the chumrah, you have to do a geirus, which is... So I follow the sheet like Rav David Cohen holds, that you get a dafkum from a Jewish single woman. A Jewish single woman. Yeah. And one second, so we get it from a Jewish single woman. And that's what we did. Actually, the woman we got it from, it's a funny story, was married to a goy. Rav David Cohen said to me, that's not called married, I'll be did. And we got a bunch of eggs from her, this person. And then she decided she doesn't want to be married to him anymore. And then she wants to marry a Jew. So we had to get more eggs for this person before she married the Jew. So we got, because the eggs were running out, they were not as fresh, so we got a second batch before she married the Jew. And Baruch Hashem, you know, they have children. And then I had another story where there's a man. You see, by a woman, a lot of times you know about it from before. By a man, you can have a man, a perfectly normal person, and he gets married, and then he sees that he can't father a child. And that you have no way of knowing. I mean, usually no one's going to do, even in all the craziness of shidduch checking that they have today, you know, it still hasn't come to the point where the people are making... men have a sperm sample before he gets married to the daughter. That far, you know, hasn't gone. But so Lamaisa, you have a very fine fellow, a very fine wife, and they have a beautiful marriage. And then one day, they find out that that he can't father a child. That's very big. So what we do for that, Rav Cohen said, you can be Somech and Rav Moshe, we get and this is a big pool of Rav Moshe, that he allowed to use a sperm, a non-Jewish sperm. He had that from a non-Jewish. Because this way, you see, Rav Cohen tied, if you get a non-Jewish egg for the woman, so then, and you're going to have to do gerus, so then the husband is not even related, Alpidin. So then he's not being Mekayim Peruvu, so what a heter did he really have to be Motsi Dezera for that? But by the problem with the man, anyway he's not going to father the child. So then you prefer to get the non-Jewish sperm, because this way it won't be a question who is he related to. So the people that I've who've come to me, who need help, so, you know, so we help with eggs, so we help with sperms, you know, that's, you know, and Baruch Hashem, these people have, you know, it's a whole new life for them. For Rav Yaakov Emden, he would disagree with this. Rav Yaakov Emden says that what? What does Rav Yaakov Emden say? He says that no, you have to do the ma'isa. If you don't do the ma'isa, you're not Mekai Peruru. And Rav Abadi told me, Rav Abadi, Rav David Cohen, hold no, if it's your Zera, then you're Mekai Peruru. That's what I think is the pashtus. I don't think, in other words, even if you didn't do the ma'isa. Because that's the, you know, Rav Moshe had a kasha, an unbelievable kasha. You know what his kasha was? He said, how in the world can you have such a mitzvah? What's the mitzvah Peruru to have a boy and a girl? How can you have such a mitzvah? It's beyond your control. How can you have such a mitzvah? But that's different than any other mitzvah we ever have. Onus Rahman Apatri, I'm supposed to get a lulav. I can't get a lulav, onus Rahman Apatri. But here you put into a situation that's beyond human control. Because it's not that it's onus, it's more than an onus. Because it's not in your control. You see, a lulav is in my control. this year they didn't get any lulavim in, so onus rachmona patrik. But at least the way the mitzvah is set up is that I could do it. Here, it's not in anyone's control. Even if the wife is fertile and the husband's fertile, but it's not in control. So Rav Moshe says that's the mitzvah is not the mitzvah is to just try. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to keep trying. That's the mitzvah. If the end he always was trying, then he's not considered that he didn't do the mitzvah. You see, different than Onus Rachmana Patra. Onus Rachmana Patra, no lulavim, so I didn't do the mitzvah. Here, the mitzvah is to keep, to and that's what someone said, Rabbi Sinneman writes, that in his kuntras, that, that's what he said, the mitzvah is a sakta approval. The mitzvah is just the hishtadlus, that's the mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. And you don't say that you weren't Makai in the mitzvah. Then you could, once you have the children, then you're potter. That's the poter. But it's not that you did the Makai. With Mavat on the mitzvah. So then I thought the Pasha Pshat is as long as you're Osig, then. Am I have a whole shiur? Yeah. But Stucky, you can give to someone else if this person doesn't accept. But you're saying. Right. I mean, you think any mitzvah that's totally b'das acherim, then. But al pi derech hateva, people do accept. It's not hard to find people, believe me. It's not hard to find people who want money. You just hang around. That has never been the problem in this world. Of not finding people who will accept money, but unfortunately, other issues. So that's what Rav Yaakov Emden says. Rav Yaakov Emden says that, like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Now, I'm not saying Rav Shlomo Zalman said it regarding Purim Rule, but Rav Yaakov Emden says that you need a Maisa Mitzvah. And if you're sleeping, you're misasek on the Maisa Mitzvah. So even though in the end you created a person, so this Rav Yaakov Emden has a lot of ramifications. That's why I think the Pasha is not like Rav Yaakov Emden. I think is as long as it's this man's Zera, that's the question of Misavra Bambati. The Gemara has a case of the person and his Zera in the pool of water. And then a woman comes in. And then somehow it gets in her body, and she becomes pregnant. So are you Mekai Peruvu? So it's a big machlokas. But the pashtus is that you are. Some say not. Just you need a Maisa Mitzvah. So, but or maybe over here you don't need a Maisa Mitzvah. You'll see. So this Rav Shlomo Zalman, a symbol is pointed out as similar to Rav Shlomo Zalman. That when you're sleeping, you're not Mekayim a Maisa Mitzvah. Wow. An Aveira, in other words, if a person is Boreal Arias. There's connections to it. Okay, but the question is the Maril says, the number three, that a Yoshein counts to a minion. If you're sleeping, you still could be counted to a minion. Nine people in shul, and the one guy is dozing off. It's counted to a minion. Oh, what about more than one dozing off? Nimrod asks, well, so the Magen Avraham says to Marab Ben Chaviv, who had been Gimel Odal. Yeah, dozing off. Okay, he says Yashin. So I just use the word dozing off. Sleep. Mamish, he's snoring. fine can be. So the Maril says he's about one person. The Magen Avraham says he thinks even three or four. As long as you have Rove. Rove is awake. Three or four can be sleeping. But, so that's what he says in the... That's the Maril ben Chaviv. The Magen Avraham says, no, maybe not. It's Maral ben Chaviv is quoted in the Magen Avraham. He says, who are then three or four? And the Magen Avraham says, maybe not. Near the Dein Lahakal Kokach. Because one of the rayas is that there's an opinion in the Gemara that says that a little child is mitzarif for the minyan. Well, Avram says he thinks maybe Dr. One. He quotes them from Maral ibn Habib that maybe three or four. He sees actually maybe three or four. So that's the kasha they ask him of Shlomo Zalman. What do you mean that a Yashin is not a Bar Chiyuva, but he counts to a minion? If you're not a Bar Chiyuva, you don't count to a minion. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman knew that also. I mean, it's not like... but there's a pre-chadash, they point out, that argues with this halacha and says that maybe they have to be awake. One second. He says, the Fima Shizbayar, Shavisha Yavis Palgi, in Roy Labil, the Shane Yochel Hafsig Tvilos of Lanos. Pretty much a custom Shagam Yoshin Mitzvah, if he's the Gambling Ball. Rashab Chabal Kaman, Kosov the Chuvas Harosh, Shim Eng Tes Mchavnim, Korvalios Brachos of Latoa. Kosov Ken Yoshin, right? The Mechabe says if you don't have 10 people listening to Hazar Sashatz, then it's a Korvalios Brachos of Latoa. So then how could he be sleeping? So the Pashup shot is, it's only Karav Leos Baruch Hu Levatola. It's not Mamish Baruch Hu Levatola. Karav Leos. But, I don't know, Shlomo Zalman is the Adam Gadol Ma'od, but I think the Pashup is not like him in this. That a Yashin, we'll see, other Achronim, the Farish argue with the Shlomo Zalman. But the Prichadash says that there may be Yashin not. So someone would say maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman was going within the Prichadash. And then the question is, if somebody's sleeping and then a Kohen is sleeping and then somebody dies in the room, so it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to wake him up. So why do you have to wake him up according to Rav Shlomo Zalman? So that's the kasha that they ask on. So that's the shame of the Maril. In the Shud Maril, he quotes that halacha. Yesh lahakitz hakohenim. Yeah. And what is the Tein Divrei Mogen Avram? Well, that was we saw the Mogen Avram already. That was, he said, Dafka 1, not 3 or 4. Then we said the Pri Chodesh is that maybe Yoshin is no good. Then number 6 we did about the Kohanim.
So how do we answer this contradiction of the
Maril? Well, there's no contradiction of the Maril, because the Maril holds that a Yoshin is Mitzdarif. So that's good. So then Maril works out good, because the Maril holds Yoshin is Mitzdarif. So he also holds that so it's a Barchiyuva, so therefore it makes sense that you have to wake up the Kohen in the room. Yeah. No, he quotes the Maril ben Chabib, the 3 or 4, but then he argues with him. Oh. And he says he thinks only one. Haral ben Chaviv, Rav Levi ben Chaviv, is the one who says even 3 or 4. Okay, in the Kovetz Beis Arvi Yisrael, he has this question. But then in the Sefer Matos Yodo, he wants to bring a raya against Rav Shlomo Zalman's idea. Because by mitzvah tzitzis, he says, if you go to sleep with your tzitzis, the question is, when you get in the morning, do you have to make a bracha? So the Mechaber says you have to make a bracha, Tzarech Levarach B'Boker. And the Tanna says no, you don't have to make another bracha. Because according to the Rambam, you chayiv even at night. According to Rambam, you potter at night. But according to the Rosh, you chayiv at night. So it's a question whether there was really a hefsek. Because according to the Rosh, that begged you were chayiv even at night. So that's what they're pilpulling about. What? Right, so but you see that sleeping wasn't a problem, that wasn't the issue. The only issue is whether you hold like the Rambam or the Rosh. But the fact that you're sleeping a hefsek was an issue. You see, sleeping is not a hefsek, because sleeping is still a bar chiyuva. That's the Sefer Matas Yodo. Machlokes, Machaber, and Tatz. Okay, 1 second. You'll throw peanuts at me later, 1 second. Okay, and that's the Machlokes, the Rambam, the Rosh. Rambam says, a beged yom is chayev, a beged liar. You chayiv in the daytime, you potter in the nighttime. The Rosh says no. A beged yom is chayiv even b'layla, and a beged layla is potter even b'yom. That's the famous machlokas, the Rambam of the Rosh. It's one of the few things when the Shulchan Aruch actually in the Mechaber quotes the Rishonim's names. Usually the Beis Yosef, he quotes all the names. In the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't say the names. He just gives you shitas. You want to know who says which? Look back in the Beis Yosef. Here he says the names. Interesting. Maybe that has something to do with the Dvar Shmuel that says that different people wrote different parts of the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe the person who wrote Hilchos Tzitzis, he was more into, you know.
So maybe it's a sleeping you are about to use.
That's what the Matas Yodo wants to bring a raya from this whole machlokus between the Mechaber and the Taz. If you go to sleep in your tzitzis, well, in the morning you have to make another bracha based on the machlokas, the Rambam of the Rosh. But why did they say it was a hefsek because of what? Because of sleeping. That wasn't the cheshbon. Because they both held the Matas Yadu says that you chayiv while you're sleeping. Okay. Okay, we got up to question 10 here. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Bez Hashem. And we'll go from there. Yeah, through the Shmaya.